Welcome back to Going Over, presented by Midwest Members Credit Union. Live from the Archview Flooring Studios with Roderick and Slo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
I know about what you did and I want to scream the truth. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar.
I'm really into this song.
Well, those great whites, they have big teeth.
Well, good job by Grove throwing it in there, because it's not on the playlist. I don't know why he threw it in there, but I'm happy with it.
When you pulled up to the kitchen sink this morning, I was in the car texting about how there was music before Harry Styles' new single, and there'll be music after Harry Styles' new single. But my entire life is now Harry Styles' new single.
Did we just become best friends?
It's the
Grove, who is my favorite member of One Direction?
Without a doubt, Harry Styles. It's almost nauseating how much you like him.
Have you heard?
I love being able to go to Grove with questions like that and him knowing me.
Have you heard Sign of the Times?
Yes. Sounds a little David Bowie-ish.
It's the greatest thing done.
This is Lord, by the way.
Oh, I'm not confused about that at all.
This song is great.
Yes, this is excellent.
It has been added to the running playlist, and it gets me going.
Harry Styles knocked Shawn Mendes off the top this week.
It ended the season finale of New Girl. They played this song at the end of it. Right. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, will you
I heard that could also be the series finale of New Girl.
No, it wasn't. No. Grove, I sent you an article earlier about shows that were on the bubble.
But it's on the
they
bubble.
Will give New Girl, they Maybe. Will give New Girl a chance to end the show.
They said Sign that wrote times. That finale to also serve as a series finale if needed. That's what I'm just, saying.
Very upset Outsiders was canceled. The season finale is coming up Tuesday for that.
You talking about TV shows is my one sure thing, Joe.
Yeah. I love TV. I really, really love TV. By the way, when I pulled in here today, I was blasting the new Selena Gomez song.
I just have Sign of the Times on repeat.
I was 32 years old, and I decided that I was going to pull into the kitchen sink blasting some Selena Gomez. It ain't me. But we do need to carry on, because right now I'm going to cut it short with my one crack slipper.
Okay. Joe, he's got a story.
Yeah.
You might have missed it. Mm-hmm. It's here. There it is. It's cut short. Let's go.
So this past week at the radio personality luncheon at the Cardinal game, I got to try the new Redbird chicken sandwich. It was okay. It was good. I enjoyed it. It's something I would probably order off
sure.
a menu. Good stuff. But that's the new menu item this year at Busch Stadium. At Safeco, they also have a new menu item that has been selling so fast they had to call in an emergency order to get through this weekend. The team is also now imposing a per-limit order the rest of the season on these menu items. They have become so popular. What do you think it might be, like nachos or cotton candy or maybe a new run on Cracker Jacks, right?
It could be one of any.
Grasshoppers.
Wait, what?
Toasted grasshoppers. They are grasshoppers that are toasted in chili lime salt. They come in a 4-ounce cup for $4. The team has sold 901 orders of it in the first three games. They said they have sold, and people at Safeco Field have eaten 18,000 grasshoppers. Grasshoppers.
No.
Grasshoppers. Starting on Friday night's game, Mariners limited sales to 312 orders per game to honor Edgar Martinez's career batting average of 312. Apparently, the Mariners have also been getting phone calls asking whether the Mariners are now open to selling crickets and other popular edible insects due to the popularity of grasshoppers.
Not a sentence I ever thought I would heard.
You know, I wish we could have done top five insects you would eat, but instead, we have a different Fred's top five.
Hey, check it out. It's time for Fred's top five.
Fred's Top 5 brought to you by Phoenix 5 for all your business branding and apparel. You can get your windows tinted and your car wrapped. Phoenix, the number 5IV.com. Go there for everything. Tell Shane I sent you, and he will set you straight. Top 5 hams. Are you ready? Number 5, chunks. Number 4, deli slice, Joe.
Okay.
Number 3, ham steaks.
Okay, if number 1 isn't what I think it is, I'm just going to end the show.
Number 2, cured.
Okay.
And number 1, glazed. Glazed
nope.
ham
nope.
is number 1 of the hams. The finest ham.
First of all, you did not mention the Nippon Ham Fighters.
See what we're doing there.
Number 1 on the list, top, the best type of ham going.
Going ham.
Going ham.
Number
should
one.
Have been number one.
Real quick before we do go, and this is from many phone calls and texts I've received while on air. My one sure thing of the day presented to you by Rachel Crow of Country Financial. Please contact her for your home health and auto needs, 618-651-9941. I am sure, Joe, that I'm an idiot for never seeing the Chappelle Show.
Yeah,
you are. I've never gotten more traction on anything in the history of radio. That you lose Twitter followers when the blue season is over. I lose them.
Because I troll.
I lose them 11 years after a TV show ends. My one sure thing.
That'll do it for us. We will not have a show tomorrow. We will be back here at the Kitchen Sink next Saturday, the 22nd, where we also begin registration to sit ringside with Fred at NXT, WWE NXT Live on April 29th at the Family Arena. Until then, though, we sign off. Have a happy Easter weekend to everybody out there. For Matt Grover back at the Archview Flooring Studios, for Fred Slow, I'm Joe Roderick. This has been Going Over on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and inside STL.com.